all know it's been a tough time the last few years. A lot of Melbourne, Victorian families doing it tough, limited incomes, reduced incomes, businesses shut down, closed down. You know, we've all gotten through this and we should be so proud of ourselves. But we know that belts are being tightened and just getting bills paid at the moment can be difficult for some families. And I think what really pulls at our heartstrings, we're all parents here, is that Christmas is a time that all kids look forward to. And the idea that there would be kids going without Christmas presents this year is too much. And we can't let this happen. And we're not going to let this happen, not on our watch. We are going to make sure that all kids this Christmas get their Christmas presents.
This holiday, no kid left out. We're gonna send some toys, gonna help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. No matter where they're from, they're gonna have a gift on Christmas morn. From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
Woo! Let's make this a great Christmas for the kids of Melbourne. And as we said, there would be a lot of families doing it tough and maybe even too proud to say that they're doing it tough. And we've been really incredibly proud to have gotten a wonderful organisation, Anglicare Victoria, on board. And they're going to make sure we're going to raise as much money as we can. And they can get this to the right families and the right parents that, that can make sure their kids get these presents. And we're joined now by the CEO of Anglicare Victoria, Paul McDonald. Paul, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, great to be with you. Great to be on your show.
Oh, now, Paul, how, I mean, you're working there on the front line and you would see the families that are really struggling. And Christmas, for a lot of parents, I imagine, that have had their belts tightened and they just cannot afford presents. How important is initiative like this for us to get those presents to the right families?
Oh, it's so important. Look, we all know everyone's done it hard over the last 2 years, really, in that sense. But Christmas is a time of relief, a time of celebration, a time of, look, joy. And it's so important, more important than any other Christmases I've been involved with at Anglicare Victoria, where we just want to bring joy and happiness and really, you know, some emotional relief from a number of our families and all of the children that we have under our care, because, you know, they're missing their families, but we're caring for them. And the families that we have that have been struggling right through the year, here's a lift for them emotionally, but also every parent wants to, you know, spoil their child or give them the best, you know, I suppose, gift or present around Christmas. And that's what we're about.
Well, I mean, we're parents, Paul. We know what that's like. Yeah. And the stress for anyone who's doing it tough at the moment and thinking, how can I do? Because you want to give your child that
everything.
Buzz.
Yeah.
And you've got kids that have got friends and their mates and friends are getting presents.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do, Paul, we're going to suggest everybody heads to fox.com.au, head to FIFIFEV and Nick, all our socials. We're going to have links that you can donate money. And then, Paul, we know that Anglicare Victoria are going to get this to the right families and make sure these kids don't miss out.
Oh, well, that's just fantastic. I mean, that's just thank you to you three and to the whole Fox FM family for being so generous to put this on. And don't you worry about that. We'll be getting every one of those kind donations to every one of our children, young people, little toddlers that we've got within our families and also within our care that we're looking after.
So with that money, Paul, so with people that don't know what it is, you'll go on and buy presents for all those kids in need.
Yeah, we will. So we've got about 700 children in about out-of-home care. You know, that's foster care or residential care or kinship care. Now, about a third of those, let's say about 180 to 200 are little babies to toddler preschoolers. Got about another, you know, 150, 160 kids up to 10 years old that we're caring for. And then from 10 to 17, about 300 young people. So they're in our care services. And then we've got about, we're involved with about 2,500 families that are really struggling as well out there, who have had, unemployment and homeschooling. And then, you know, we've seen our emergency relief services across Victoria double just in the last 3 months. So they're really, you know, this couldn't come at a better time. And what we'll do is we'll use these fantastic, generous funds to purchase toys for every one of our kids in out of home care, and also to go to our families, and we'll be visiting every one of those families over the next 4 weeks leading up to Christmas and depositing, giving mum those
huge
presents. Yeah.
And Paul, if there are people listening now that are having a bit of a rough time, how do they get in contact with you at Anglicare?
Yeah, look, if they go to anglicarevic.org.au, Anglicare Vic, and we have a range of emergency relief services that we could send them through to. There's also a phone number that they can phone to find out where the nearest emergency relief services are, in which we can provide material aid and food relief, etc. So everyone's pretty internet savvy, so I would direct them to our internet service, anglicarevic.org.au.
Also on our website, Boxy, fox.com.au, all the links will be there.
All the links are there.
And the donation page is up now.
Yes.
Already looked.
Oh, fantastic.
Get on there.
Get in around this. And anyone who's ever seen a kid, and we've all been kids, let's be honest, that feeling on Christmas Day when you get a brand new present all for you. Let's make sure every kid experiences that this Christmas.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Paulie.
Well, thank you. Thank you, all the listeners, for your generosity. And thank you to Fev and Fifi and Nick just for, you know, bringing this on. It's really a thrill for us, and it'll be a thrill for every one of our children and young people and families we're involved with.
I knew
thank
I loved
you, Paul.
Paul. He put that in the right order, didn't he?
Thanks, Paul.
I loved Paul.
We're thinking about all the kids that might not get their presents this Christmas. We're thinking of all the parents who just don't have the money. Just paying bills and putting food on the table is too much at the moment because of the horrendous time that they've been through over the last couple of years.
And this year would have been extra tougher because last year I think people, if they were lucky enough to have a little bit put aside, they've pushed through that year and thought, here we go, it's all turning around. And then it's happened again.
Yeah, so we're raising money. Head to all the fox.com.au links to donate, to make sure that any kids in Melbourne that maybe aren't going to wake up on Christmas Day and get that buzz with a new gift, we're going to make sure they've all got them. Brittany in Somerville. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, Fifi Feather Nick. Good morning.
Good morning, Brit.
So I would actually like to donate $100 towards Anglicare. Oh. Yeah, I've been really, really blessed to work throughout the pandemic in pharmacy. So I just feel like this is something that I really want to get behind.
That is beautiful, Britt. I think that's it. I think for us who, and we've been able to work, you feel that guilt. You feel that that's not fair. And we can get in and help other parents' kids and make sure that we've got their back. Because we do. We've got your back if you're struggling. So, Britt, thank you. And a wonderful donation. You can head to the links on fox.com.au. Taylor in Frankston. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how are you going?
Great, Taylor. Now, Taylor, you grew up in the foster system, so you have got an insight into Christmas.
Yeah, and I think that it's really amazing that these services are doing this, because I can't describe the feeling as a kid at the age of 6 waking up and knowing that someone was thinking about you, even if you had no idea who they were.
Thank you for sharing that, Taylor, because I think that it really is about walking in someone else's shoes and imagining what that feels like. So thank you for that, Taylor. Sophie in Port Melbourne. Hi, Soph.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Great. Sophie, we're doing it for the kids.
You sure are. It's a fantastic initiative, first and foremost. I just want to say that we've all done it tough, but I can honestly say that you guys, the Fox FM has been amazing with last week, the $1 million, and now this. We live a privileged life, and the best we can do is support the kids. So I just want to donate $500 to the poor.
Oh, wow. Oh, Sophie, that is so generous. And that would make such a difference to so many kids.
Huge.
Well, I know how important it is, but I want to say one other thing on a lighter note. Fev should have been a tiger.
Well, I would have played there for $500 too. Would have won games.
Thank you, Soph. Jenny in Canterbury. Hi, Jenny.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Jen.
I'd like to donate $100 in memory of my daughter.
Oh.
My daughter Danielle passed away 16 years ago, and every year I choose a charity to donate in her memory to another 16-year-old girl, because I think the teenagers quite often miss out. And, I would love to do that this year for you guys. And I'd also like to put out an appeal to all of those parents that have lost children that I support through Compassionate Friends, where I work in Canterbury, to do the same thing.
Jenny, that is a beautiful thing for you to do in the memory of your daughter. Jenny, our heart goes out to you for that loss, but also that you've got the heart to then make sure that other kids, and I love what you said there about teenagers, because it's true.
They do, yeah.
But you know, teenagers do get a bit lost in this, but they're still kids. They still love that buzz on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jenny. That's so generous and kind of you.
Thank you, As I said, appeal to all of those other parents, you know, that go through the same thing. And a lot of us do that in memory of our children. We like to, you know, think that their memory goes on by supporting another child that's missing out.
Well, we appreciate that, Jenny. And just hearing those calls, this is the thing. Melbourne, city has heart, and this city looks after its own. So get around and head to all the links on our webpages, our social media, and let's do it for the kids this Christmas.